Nuntes on the base. Nizmei ha'af. No, v'lo d'bas she'en le'choysim. So the Mishnah says that d'bas she'en le'choysim is permitted for her. Ho'yesh le'choysim. But had it, a woman will wear a d'bas which has a choysim. For her, that's not considered a tachshut.
I'm sorry, if there's no choysim,
then it's Yisid Rabbonim.
Oh, Yisid Rabbonim, yeah, okay.
It was Masha, had a chosim, it would be a chi of the race.
Right.
Amalav Tachshut, who we see that's not considered a Tachshut. For Aminol, I'm going to ask you a stira, Mishnah Mikhailim, Tachshit in Noshim Temeim. Mishnah says that Tachshit in Noshim have a din of a Kabbalah Stuma, Beloh in Tachshit in Noshim, Katlos, those are the bands that you wear around the neck. Nizomim v'tabos. So it mentions nizomim, mentions tabos, rings, finger rings. V'tabas bein sheyesh aleihem choysim, bein shein aleihem choysim. V'nizmei haf. So the Mishnah says explicitly whether it has a choysim or not, it's a mekabel tumah. Because it's in a tachshit enoshim. Well, so we can answer this theory by saying that one's Reb Nechemya, one's Reb Rabbanan. What's Reb Nechemya, what's Reb Rabbanan? What are they saying? The Tanya. It's a tisefta, but taking off of a Mishnah also in Kalim. Hisham Matechas, if the ring is made out of metal, the chaysom shall almeg, and the chaysom was made out of a material called a type of a wood called almeg. Not say almeg. There's one some type almeg is coral. There's some places which would say that that's difficult to say. It was some type of you know that was referring to coral. Some would translate it as that. So tamei. So then it's considered tamei. So the ring is made out of metal, it's mekabel tumah. But alternatively, he shall almeg, if the ring is made out of almeg, v'chaysam shal matachis, this tahara. So Tanakhama says that if the main body of the ring is not metal, it's not mekabel tumah. Rebbe Chemia says it is tumah. In other words, the Tanakhama says that it's kliyates, but it's a kliyates, which is a pshuta kliyates, it has no, doesn't have a base kibble. So, whatever base kibble it has, it holds something, just holds the chosim, that's not considered a base kibble, which is made to use in and out, and therefore it's not makabal tumah. Rav Chaim says it's tumah. Why is it tumah? Shai Rav Chaim Yomer, but Tabas, Halukh Acher Chosoma, that the main part of the tabas is the chaysim, and the chaysim over here in this scenario was made out of metal, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Because the defining element of the ring is the chaysim. So the more suggestion is going to be that, according to the one that says that the main defining element of the ring is the chaysim, so that's going to be, it's going to be chai of chattis for a woman to wear because she doesn't need the chaysim. According to Chomet, the main thing is the body of the ring itself. It's the body of the ring itself is considered a tachshit. It's going to be mutter. The raisa would be mutter for a woman to wear that. So it's considered, or it would be considered a tachshit. So the Kabbalah Tumah. He continues and he says, Ba'ol, Holach Achas Simloinov. When it comes to the yoke and the way they used to make the yoke was made out of wood and it didn't have a curve, it was flat and there was just something that came around the neck and the bottom. And they would put this thing which would hang down the side, so basically it was flat and it hang down the side, so the animal was, on both sides, it held the head of the animal. The animal wooden bucket, so it would stay on, the way it would be across the neck. So it's coming out of two sides of the neck, would hold it in place. You didn't even have to go into the bottom. And there was something which went on the bottom also, but that wasn't necessary. So the side things are called simloinim. So so even though the yoke is made out of wood, the simlanim were made out of metal, so it's shita kliyetz, it's mekabel tuma. Bekarlev, not exactly. You know, Rashi explains there was this type of a hanging. The Chenvonim would use it to put it in front of his chanus, and he would have something hanging there, and he would use it to hang belts and other things to sell. So the karla was made out of wood, and it would have nails nailed into it to hang the belts on. So halachachar masmerosav, you would go after the nails which are made out of metal. So it's a makabotum, even though it's a pshutekli yates, we get it's a makabotum because of the metal. The main thing is that the sulam, you have a ladder also made out of wood. Halachachar shlivosav, you go after the shlivos, which are the so even though the side pieces were made out of wood, but if the steps were made out of metal, if you makabel tumah. But Rashi says that this is a type of a very large scale, which the way it would work is instead of having pans, I think the way it works is it would have a chain which would hang down and you would be able to, like, to hook onto a large bag or something of that sort on one side. On the other side, you could hang a weight. Some of them actually worked. I'm not sure if this one was which way. Rashi is Muznaim. Rashi Muznaim was a balance. There was another type of balance in which Misha talks about, which would use a sliding weight with a fulcrum. Instead of having a pen, another hang another weight, there was a weight which was kavua in it. And it just the fulcrum was on top, and you would slide the weight. Your scale in the doctor's office is the same thing. We say, but the fulcrum was on top. You would hold it, hang it over here, and you'd slide the weight. So that's made out of metal and tzvikabotum. Chachamim armim. Chachamim say a curl herlich acher hamaimid. That's the So the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Nechemiah that the defining element of all of these things is not the metal piece, but that which holds it all together. Which is the main part. The main mime is what gives it its substance. Gives it. So that's why the ring would be the ring and not the metal stamp. Okay. So that is Rabbi Zeira's way to answer these two. Mr. Mishnayos. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi answers this theorem in the following way. Let's start in Katani. The Mishnah is giving, it's presenting its point that there's the cases which are Tachshitim and Kabbal Tuma. It doesn't mean that whether it has a Chosim or not, it doesn't mean every ring with a Chosim will be Kabbal Tuma. Means there are cases of a ring with a chosim which will be makabel tumah. What is that? A ring for a man. There are cases for a ring without a chosim which will be makabel tumah. What is that? A ring for a woman. Yesh al chosim tashat the ish, and al chosim tashat the isha. So when it's giving these cases that they're talking about, each one is a qualified. It's a qualified statement. So they're only let's start them only in certain cases. That's the second teretz. And Achamar Yitzchak gives a third teretz. He says, Tuma Ashabas Kuramisa, you're asking a steer between from Hilchas Tuma to Hilchas Shabbos. Is that a good comparison? Tuma, Kli Masa Amarachmano, Viklihu. The definition of a Kabbalah's Tuma is a functioning Kli, and this is a functioning Kli. Shabbos, Mishum Masa Amarachmano. Shabbos, this is because of Masa. It's considered a burden. So even if you tell me that a woman would use this thing to seal, she doesn't wear it as a tachshit. So if she doesn't wear it as a tachshit, so that's very nice. So you need to carry. You have a rubber stamp. You know, it's a very very functioning tach, very functional kli. The carrying it on your ring on your finger is not called a tachshit. So you're carrying something on Shabbos. So you're mechal Shabbos. Ah, it's a kli. What does one do with the other? What are you doing over here? Okay, I see Rashi. Second wide line on the Testament page. Beloy betavash ein lechaisim. Tanim asisim dim yotzus p'tur. She wears a tabas without a signet, not a signet ring, without a seal. Is she goes out? She's also do it, but she does. She's not chayiv chatos. The tachshit who law is considered a tachshit. The only reason why it's also is mishum dama mishal from a machvi who the mitzvah. It's because you might take it off and show it. That's not going to make it a masu. It's not a burden. It's not carrying something. It's coming to beautify her. Because you're just carrying a functional thing. So that's very nice. That's considered the malach of hitzah. The zomim is nizmi oizen. That's referring to earrings, and it says nizmiyav also, which is nose rings. Tabas ben sheyesh lo chosim, klamer tabas shemarnu, ben sheyesh lo chosim or not. Either type of tabas is considered a tachshit. Our first heritage is harav in the chemya. Number ikar tabas adai to the chosim hu. So the ikar of the tabas is the signet part of it. That's why it's mekabel tum in that case. When it's metal, so if that's true, by Shabbos chayevus chatos the chosim leisha lav tachshedu. They ain't there leisha lachtem or lishleich shluchim. Shein chosim also elul olam gadol umamuna. A person has this position of authority, etc. It wasn't something which women would normally do. It's not considered a tachshed for her. That's our mission. That which says over there in Kalim that. Tachshit who is Rabbanan Dami Gufa Shel Tabas Iker. That the Tabas Nafkel Bey. The Tabas Vali Tachshit who, the ring itself is, it can be very pretty. That's the Sehra Tachshit. So, where do you see that? It says Tamei Tabas Iker, Vabalei Pshutei Kli Matechet. So, a case where it's made out of metal and the signet is Atzi Almag, it's Makabotum. He shall Almag, Chosem Hashem Matechet, the Herod Havalei Pshutei Kli Eitz. According to the Telekama, it's Pshutei Kli Eitz. Come along with the Chemi, says you go after the Chos. And by the whole, Achrasim Loinok. Vim Shamatechis, same. So if the yoke is wood and the Simloinim are metal, it's Tomei. Simloinim, what's that? Also, Lem Lahoya Pogam Kishalano. It didn't have a curve like ours does, which allowed to hold the neck of the animal like that. Elacholik, it was flat. The Nakamish Nina Kabi, you make two holes on the two sides. When am Ka'ibi Arif Hashar, and the space between the two holes was exactly to the width of the animal's head, his neck. Tachem Behem Shnei Yisedos, and they would put two long metal pieces through the holes, and would hold it around the neck. Behem Simlon, and that's Simlon. The Karlov, who came in Omer Rocha Bilamata, Dak Melamala, it was a type of a stand. Which was wide on the bottom, there on top. When we felt it was mobile. Mechamoni mamida lifnei chaloyin chanusa. He would put it in front of the door, the opening of his store. Umasmirim tchubim by there was nails nailed into it. B'telan behen avnetim ritzuas limkren. You would hang belts and straps, etc. Ba'arsa is. Yishtaraita v'laz v'hemaz naim g'daylus lishkol tzemer v'shaiva v'nechoshes v'henshalates. So it was this very large wooden type of a scale. So holach hachashash aloysov shatoli behem, and you would hang it with you would hang the items on it with a chain, or you would hang with the whole scale itself with a chain, maybe, I'm not sure. Im shamatecha same is to me. Chama said, you have to remind it. Gufa tabas, maimit hachesim. So their argument is the main body of the thing which holds everything together is made out of wood, and there's not a couple of tumas. So it goes to all the cases. So the ring holds the chesim, oh maimit hachesim loinim, the yoke holds the sim loinim, the kerlev holds the masmerim vasulam eshli boisav shei behem kavuyim va'arsa who eats orach. Rashi says over here. Okay, it's a long piece of wood. Shakana, what's it over here? Shukana, it's a stick. Shakarin, Yisha, but Loshan Tachupay has a movable piece which is inside of it. Shashelas Kavuyas Bekana, and the chains are hanging from it. Kulan, everything is held together with this long piece of wood. Shehu flail, shestei kapas maznaim tluyas bebeis rashim. So Rashi, there was one with the two. Everything was hung from this wood. Rabba Omar, so Rabba says, Brais the Tani b'tabash habig tachshit bein sheish lachoisim mishin lachoisim laba reisha da'ari b'tashit ein oshim kaimi terbayu. So coming back at the case of tashit ein oshim. Because the tabas with the chosim is not a tachshit for women, ela chad tachshit to ish, the chad tachshit to isha. Well, the stonik tani means each one has a scenario where it will be, depends. Well, it could be so. And Rabbi Yisrael said, Tumah Shabbas Karamisa, Holy Tani Tabash, Beishin Lashon Chosim, Labu Reisha Koi, Tarla Tashit and Nashim. It's Makabal Tumah, but not because it's Tachshit and Nashim. Holy Gomer, Tabash, Omer, Shinit Meis, Bein Sheish Lachoysim, the Lab Tachshit Hu, Miu Kli Maisa Hu, it's Mekabal Tuma, not as a Tachshit, it's Mekabal Tuma as a Kli Maisa. Bein Sheinu Lel Choysim, well, it doesn't have a Choysim, the Habi Tachshit, Tiktani Reisha Tashit and Oshim, Asher Lel Choysim. So we reference the phrase Tachshit and Oshim only to that specific case. Okay. But regards to Tumah, that's not the only criteria which would create a lot of Tumah. Okay. So you can't go out wearing this pin without an eye to it. So the one which has an eye to it, so that's just basically she's carrying a sewing needle, so that's considered a masui. A pin without an eye, it's not a sewing needle. So Mishnah says it's aser, but it's not chayiv. The maichas, what does she use it for? Well, I mean, she's carrying a pin. So she uses it to gather around this pin. Rashi says the hair which will stick out of the tichol. She'll sort of like gather around it and then tuck it under. Okay, so, and then she'll, so this would hold on, but like sort of pull the hair which is sticking out back under her head covering. So, Amalei Avaya, but the heavy kibiris tahara, the tishtari, the Mishnah talks about something called a kibiris, that, it was basically a type of a metal piece which would hold the socks up. That she would wear her socks, her stockings up. So she wouldn't, it was a metal piece, sometimes she'd make it very pretty, but she couldn't take it off the show with anybody because she would have to uncover her leg to do that. So, so the halacha is that it's tahara mekabatuma because it's coming there to be mishamish the sock, not the woman, but in regards to Shabbos, she's allowed to wear it because she's not going to take it off the show. So this machat, if it's going to stick under her savcha, so she's not going to take off her savcha to pull out this machat to show it to anybody. So what's the problem? Let her wear it. But that's what she's referring to. So why shouldn't she be able to wear it? Al tergamo Rav Ada Narshaw Kameder Rav Yosef. Hel Misha Chalekes Bo Sahara. So she uses it to part her hair, like to comb through her hair. The Mor says, the Shabbos, the Maichas. So then it's a good, so it's a vayter. A woman walks out wearing a comb in her hair, but it's not a tashrit. So why is it potter? So Amarav Tash Shalzov Yeshla Al Rosha, she would have like this this golden piece of metal. The chol chalekas b'sahar. She would use it during the weekdays to part her hair. The Shabbos when he chos the connected patat, then she would leave it there on Shabbos, just towards the front of the head by the forehead, to be a tachshit. And in the back of it, it had a frontispiece of like a metal. The metal plate, and in the back of it was this machat, which was used to, you could use it to move your hair, and you could just stick it in and let it stay there. It was a type of a tachshit. Zok Rashi, the machat a tachshit. The Tony ain't a chayev chatas. So how is this machat not a chayev chatas? A geres basar, a yotze chutzik yisra. She would gather her hair. A geres lashon gathering. A yibakayis lachma. So it would gather her hair, which is sticking out of her braids. She would wrap it around the machet. But techebis hamachet b'safka, then she would tuck it under b'tachdeo on the bottom part of her safka, of her head cover. Shlo yireh sara, that her hair shouldn't be visible. So Mor says, if so, tevi kibiris tani masnisen. So tani masnisen. Biris is to her melatame. V'yetzibo. It's Torah, and you could go out, you can wear it. He came in atzoda, like a bracelet, like a ring. She would put it around her thigh. Me'al bote shokeh, on top of her stockings. Lahatkun, to hold them tight. Shal yiplu al ragla, they shouldn't fall down. So to her, it's Torah. Lav tachshit, el tashmish le bote shokeh. Its main function was to hold the stockings up. So we quoted the Mishnah, it says Tabas Hakelim, Tabas, which is the main function of the Mishambas a Kli, it's not a Kalvatum. But by Yaitzim Bosh, she can wear it on Shabbos. It's Sarach Lo, Imbatashaka, she needs it to hold the socks up. Well, in Masi, it's not considered a Masi. So it's not going out, it's Tasha, it's going out, it's part of the clothing. It holds the socks up. And she can carry it out. Since it's made to maintain her sneeze and keep her stockings up, her leg coverings up, she's not going to take it up and show it. It's made for sneeze to keep her hair covered. She's not going to show it, but Milo says, so why can't she wear it? So Mor says, rather it was this type of pin which is used chalekas lakan beemsa rosh shakar and griba balat. She'd make a part. She doesn't part her hair on Shabbos. She said Tasha zob yeshla rosh echad v'sheni uketavi. So on one end it has this frontispiece of gold. The other half it has the pin. So b'chol chalekas sarah beuket, she uses the uket's part to part her hair. B'Shabbos techeves ukes b'safcha, she tucks it, she pins it into the safcha. B'tasha b'roisha hasheni munich al padachta, and so she has the metal frontispiece sitting on her forehead, and that's a tasha. So the Mishnah l'seitzah ha'ish l'yetzah ha'ish b'sandal ha'masumer, for the shoe which was had nails protruding from it. Levi Yochid to go out with, or a person can go out with one, a single shoe, a regular shoe even. His man Shane Baragwin Maka, in a scenario where the other foot does not have a maka, which precludes a person from wearing a shoe. So if a person has a maka, so people will see he has a maka on one foot. So he goes out with one foot shoe and one other foot in a cast. Okay, that's normal. He walks out with one shoe and the other foot is like regular, so people say, what are you doing? So he'll say, yeah, talk. He takes off the shoe and carries the shoe. Love a tefillin, can't go out wearing tefillin. Love a kameh, bizman she'enam and a mumcha. Kameh, which is not a mumcha, is considered a masli. Love a siryan, can't go out wearing male armor. Love a kasta, I think is the helmet. Love a magafayim, Magafayim were like a long glove, a metal glove that they would wear as part of their armor. What? Gauntlets, thank you. But these things are not a chiyuv chatas. Sakrashi Sandal Masumer Shall Aitsu. It was a shoe made out of wood. The Techer Masmeris, you would put nails. Lamala Lachazik, one second. Masmeris Lachazik, take out the word Lamala. Atachli Melagin to hold together the two parts. The Rochelle take out the next line. We have two openings. You stick your foot in. Gomer Farish, my time goes over. What's the problem with the sandal masumer? He's wearing a shoe. Why? What's wrong wearing a shoe? Lobi yachid, lobi sandal yachid. Can't wear a single shoe. As man shein baragla makla b'shas yishami Farish lo nixal day. So the yishami learns. The problem is a gzeira of a maris ayin, only wearing one shoe, people will be chesh that he's carrying another shoe inside of his garments. Moshe Rabbeinu, my Rebbeim explained the mechaychi alei that the people will laugh at him. The shakol, he'll take it off. The shalav lei, he'll remove it. The mamti lei biyode, he'll carry it. B'shichas Shabbos, forgetting that it's Shabbos. It was much yesh barag b'mako yeshori. If it has a mako, it's mutter. The more boy behind me now yoyiv le. The more I actually have the question. Does it mean that you're wearing this shoe on the foot which has the mako? Are you wearing the shoe on the foot which doesn't have the mako? Well, but tefillin gemuk the first time of a gemara. The more explains what's the problem with tefillin. Well, the kameh b'kshakosin the. They turn on the refuah, they write it and they carry it on the body as a refuah. Shinim in a mumcha. Al kameh mumcha, shari. But a kameh mumcha is permitted to wear. Aye, it's a masui. No, the tachshad hu. The chayla kechamim babusha. This is part of what a chayla. It's coming to mishamish the person, the person not being mishamish it. So it's considered like a tachshad. Syrian custom of gefai, my farashi gemora, the more explains what those things are. They are items which are worn on the body, so they're not a chayv chatos. Sandal masumer my time. What was the problem with sandal masumer? So the Mara has three versions of what exactly happened. Why Chazal were goes around it. Basically, the Chazal were goes around it because it has the potential to. In a scenario, in a large scenario, crowd of people, if there's ever a disturbance, if people start running away and stampeding, so these nails protruding could damage, hurt people. So Chazal asked. So it's not a. So Mar says, so it was Shabbos. Mar says, Shabbos was the time they used to gather. So that's why he asked it. So my time. What was the problem? So Mar Shmuel, Shafiyah Gzeira Hoyu. There was a scenario where they were Klai Yisrael. There was a Gzeira against Klai Yisrael. Not to do mitzvahs, and they were hiding in caves. So there was a point where the people who were trying to keep mitzvahs to get away from the Xerus went and I think it was from the I think the actually it was still from the Syrian Greeks. From that to Kufa, so they were hiding in caves. They said Hanichnas Yikonis. So Yotze Al Yetsa. A person coming in is able to check to see if he's being watched, so they can come in. The problem is, when you leave, you can't tell if there's anybody there. By leaving, you're endangering all of the people in the cave. So they said that people want to join them in the cave. The rule is, once you're in, you're in. And they would have storages in there, etc. And they would, so they didn't let people out. So one time, Nepach Sandal Shel Echad Mehem, apparently this sandal could be worn with difficulty, I'm assuming, backwards. It could be worn backwards. One of the guy's shoes got turned backwards, or his shoe, both of his shoes got turned backwards. So you saw tracks walking out of the cave. Kesurim heim echem heim yatsu. So it seemed to be that one of them had left. They were concerned with Ra'u Oyevim. They know there was enemies waiting there, so they assumed that he was seen by the enemies. And they then surmise that at any moment they're going to be attacked. So they started pushing to stampede. I'm not sure where they were going, running further in or running out, but they started running. It became this mass hysteria. And they ended up killing each other with their shoes. They sound the hamasumer with the knife, with the nail sticking out. They ended up killing. Eventually, it became very dangerous. So Mor says, Yosef mimash shahargu. They killed each other more. Shahargu behem ahoyevim, more than the enemy killed them. They killed each other with this whole stampede. So Chazal made exer, not to wear sound the hamasumer. That's Shmuel's version. Rabbi Eloi ben Elazar, Amr ben Mora, HaYoshev, they were sitting in the cave. Mishamu Kol Me'al Gabi Hamor, they heard voices above the cave. Kisuram HaYoshev, Boyim Aleim Oyevim, they believed that what happened was the enemy was attacking, which is not necessarily true, but they heard the voices on top. Sadoch was that, Zeb Horgu Zeh, Zeh Yosef Mimash HaHorgu Behem Oyevim. So that was the second version of what exactly happened. The story went a little bit differently. Basically, they were sitting in shul. Basically, it was time of the gzera, but they took their chance and they went to shul, but they heard voices. They said, "Oyvei, they're coming to attack." And when that happened, Chazal made it the kanal yeti adam b'sandal masumer, can't wear a sandal masumer. Where he says yehachi bechol nami litzer, so that if that's the problem, he shouldn't wear it on weekdays either. Ma'isik yehava b'shabbos habu. Morris says the story took place on Shabbos, that's why they regards her on Shabbos. And Morris says that's the reason. So b'yantav lishteri, so then b'yantav b'shiri mutter. The story took place on Shabbos. Alam tanan. If it's so, Yantav Shiri Mutter, but we learned, the Mishnah says over there, Mechashal Han Kalim, Yantav Ben Tvur, Ben Shein Tvurim, you can send, you're allowed to send something which is as a matana, so that's a usage that you have, sending as a matana, that's so much a person can use. So it says, Ben Tvur, Ben Shein Tvurim, even if it's not sown, you can still, the Kali is not fully, it's only based together. So you can still sell it, you can still send it, but you can't send the maton of a loy sandal of a summer, but a middle shein of tov. Not a shoe which is on, when not sewn, and not a sandal of a summer. So that's referring to Yom Tov. So what's the problem with Yom Tov? We're answering like this. Shabbos is my time. Why did Chazal specifically focus on Shabbos? The Ika Kanufya, because that was time when the people gathered together. So Yantanami, Ika Kanufya, so Yantav is the time of Kanufya, therefore it's similar to Shabbos, they made the Xera on Yantav also. More answers, more asks Kasha, Tanasibur, Ika Kanufya, Litzer, should we also do weird in the time of Tanasibur because people would gather together in Tanasibur? So more answers. Maisiki, Haba, Bikinufya, the Isura, Haka Kinufya, the Teira, Haba. That was a time where the kenufia was that they were forced to gather. There was nothing else to do because it was asur b'malacha. And here, tanasibur is mutar b'malacha. Let's finish off. Afilu, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, that he says the omer li asur ella. They only asur exactly in the scenario. He's talking a different case. We'll see what the case is in a second. They only asked in the exact same scenario of when the story which took place. That's what they were gozer. So over here, you're sending the gzera to Yom Tov. Even though he would agree over here that it's different. So what was the case over there? The case over there was a person who carries mechatos and efrechatos in a svina. So It becomes tamei, because once there's a maisa that they were crossing the yarden, So Tanakhama says, anytime it's now it goes across water, it's not the yard. The story was that one time they crossed the yard and they found there under the boat, they found a nifter. So that tumah was matame the mechatas, because the tumah goes up, and when the boat goes over, it's like being a mile on top of the mace. So the efrachatas and the mechatas became tumah. So Chazal were goyzer that these things cannot be transported over a bridge. They can't be floated across the water. They can't go in a boat. There's a tumah. All of these cases are going to be an issue of tumah. He says, no, they only made it in tumah on the river Yarden and in a boat, because that's exactly what happened. That's where they made it in tumah. So he's making the gzera very, very specific. So what about over here? Over there, Damal Yosel, but Yarden was seen of Kamasha Shoya. Hani Mili Yarden, the Shani Misha Nahoris. Yarden was a specific type of river, and a boat is a specific type of way of crossing it. Our Yontav Shabbos, Yontav Shabbos is similar. The Tanaim bin Yontav Shabbos, Elochon Nefesh Mavad. So basically, they're similar. Therefore, that goes. That's all called all one gzeira. There were people which were dealing with the gzeira by going into the mora. Hanichas Yikonis, originally Konis Yikonis. Hanichas Yirat Chila Shein Olam Roya. He could. They didn't want people to know. They didn't want them to know where they were hidden. So a person could take precaution and be cautious, and people would not. He can check them to make sure nobody's watching him when he goes. Maybe there's somebody outside, enemy outside. The person will not realize when he goes out. Yeru will see him. Yevino Shano Kana realizes we're here. That's dangerous. She can't go out. Nebuch Santolo. It has two openings. Yochel and Olo. I mean, basically, you can wear it from to both directions. There's apparently a normal way of wearing it, so you could tell what's inside and out there. You know, facing in towards the other leg or not. And what's the front and what's the back of it? So what's the front and what's the back? Kshanolo zehop, a person wear backwards, nira haniklis kilu hu yadse. The person's coming in, but looks like he was going out. They could see the footsteps. As they were pushing against each other, because they had these nails on the shoes. Like they make for the hooves for the animal. I'm not sure what the word Rashem Ovim means. Thick nails, heads of the nails were thick. Okay. So they said you can't wear it on Shabbos because that's when it happened. Somewhere it says, well, Yantar Shemutzer, Lomathanan, Sephat Veya, that Yantar is also Osir. Meshalchim Kelim be Yantar, Ben Jenan Tworm, Abaloy Sandal Masum. I'm a love bar minole be yomtifu. You can't wear it on yomtif, that's why you can't send it. Doctoni Hosam, Kolshin, Oisim be yomtif. Mashach, that's anything which you can use in yomtif, you can send. It's a matana. We're answering Zikir Kanufya. They would gather together. Shein Oisim Malacha, there's no, it can't work. Many quotes about the Knesias, about the Midrashas. And they gather together. Kahimai Sitavi Kanufya, we like that story, which was a time of gathering. They were gathered together. Morris says, what a time of Sibur. Time of the Surah Basiyas Malacha. Time when it's also the Malacha. Filur Chanina ben Akiva, the Perak Karma Bekurdish. Gabi Noisim Echat, Smei Frechat, Beyardin, Ubisvino. So it's a Mishnah, it's called in Chagiga. The person who's carrying the Mechat, the Ebrechat, Beyardin, Ubisvino, across the yard in a boat. She didn't say, because I swim a maze, talk of a Karkiosa Shosvino. I'm sorry, it was in the bottom of the boat, not in the bottom of the water. They became tomei. Come rabbanon the gazu shoyal rabbanon mechatas b'svino v'loy lagasher v'loy shitim al pnei amayim. You can't. I'm not sure what karkiosa shosvino means. Whether it means, I mean, what? That's I understand. Or it means the karka under the svina. I'm not sure which one it means, because the phrase karka yosher shel svina is a very uncommon phrase. Because the gzer was you can't now transport anything over water. You can't even walk over a bridge. Well, the problem is because maybe there's something in the ground in the water. I understand. The problem is something on a boat. So because you want to find something in the bottom of a boat, therefore you should also walking on a bridge. It's a little strange. Gozer shel yavru other mechatas b'sina. You can't take it across the. In a boat, not over a bridge, you can't float it across the water. Echad yardim, echad shar, nor is any river. The only issue is in a boat and across the yard. Not on a bridge, and not other rivers. Something which happened, the Chazal were guys similar to what happened. So same thing over here. So it happened on Shabbos. So Shani, the more says because the yard in the Shani Mishanoros, each river is distinct. But over here, Shabbos and Yom Tov are similar. Therefore, the Gzeira would work from one to the other. Okay.